Hello friends, today we are going to learn an interesting topic that is called as deductions. This topic is covered in your book under chapter number 12 of the book. Now, what is the meaning of deduction? Deduction means deduct from income. So your taxable income is there, and out of this taxable income, certain things will be deducted, and that is called as deduction. So one is exemption, that means this income which is exempt shall not come in the domain of tax, which we have already learned. And another is deduction, that means the income shall be deducted to that extent, that is for certain, what you call it, meeting the certain obligations. So deduction means the total income shall be reduced, that is called as deduction. Now, as we saw, exemption is covered under section 10. Similarly, chapter 6A of the Income Tax Act, not of your book, but of the Income Tax Act, talks about deductions. The first deduction is section 80C of the Income Tax Act. Dear students, if I contribute out of my total taxable income, if I contribute, C stands for contribution. So if I contribute out of my total taxable income in certain investment schemes, such as public provident fund, such as LIP, life insurance premium, such as, what do you call it, ULIP, such as children education, such as EMI of principal amount of loan, EMI of principal amount of loan which was taken for house, then the and NSC, National Savings Certificate, then certain fixed deposits which are qualified under section 80C, then the SESI would get the deduction on such contributions to such public provident fund, life insurance premium, NSC, etc. Now, what about the recognized provident fund, RPF? The salary of the employee is deducted by the employer to the extent of recognized provident fund. That means the net home salary of the employer shall be reduced. And his PF account, that is called as recognized provident fund account, shall increase. Because out of his taxable salary, the amount is deposited by the employer in the PF account of the employee. Now, please understand, whether the contribution is in public provident fund, whether the contribution is recognized provident fund, whether the contribution is statutory provident fund, all these things shall also be subject to deduction under section 80C. Now, what is the difference between PPF, RPF and statutory provident fund? As the name stands, PPF, public provident fund. Now, any person can open a bank account. Any person can open a bank account and open a PPF account in that bank and deposit an amount which cannot be more than 1 lakh of rupees in a year, which cannot be more than 1 lakh of rupees. So, public provident fund means for any person of the public. Recognized provident fund means it is for the private sector employees, where the employer out of the salary deducts the tax, that is called as RPF, recognized provident fund. As per the rules, generally the contribution of the employee or employer in the recognized provident fund cannot exceed 12%. Even the contribution of the employer exceeds 12% of the salary, then that excess amount shall be treated as salary under section 17, subsection 1 of the Income Tax Act. So, public provident fund, what do you call it? Recognized provident fund, I just explained to you, and statutory provident fund is for the government employees. So, my dear friends, if the amount is contributed out of taxable income, out of taxable income, if the income is exempt, the question of deduction does not arise. If I have got 5 lakhs rupees agricultural income and I deposit in PPF, it has no sense, it has no value, because as it is, the agricultural income is exempt. But if you really want to save money, you can definitely invest out of your agricultural income, but it has no relevance, it has no connection, it has no interconnection with the deductions. Is that clear? And I would tell you one thing very important, dear students. In present times, where we are fighting with inflation, we are fighting with devaluation of rupees, the situation of the entire world, the economic situation is frightening, and the resources are lower, or constraints are there in resources. You must save. That is the message I want to give you. Don't spend money which is not required. If you really want to, if you have money in your pockets, it is not sufficient. Having the money in the pocket has no meaning, but that money must be prudently invested. Then only it has a, what you call it, sense. So money invested has a sense. So after certain years, these things will grow. These things will grow like anything, and you will get, what you call it, a substantial amount. This is just a very simple thing. Even if you don't have to pay the tax, you can open PPF account and invest even 500 rupees, as low as 500 rupees monthly contribution. So please, you must open the PPF account. You must, open the PPF account and go ahead. Later on, it will be very useful to you. Similarly, children education. I have taken, what you call it, children education. I have contributed in children education. I have paid fees for the education of my children. Then that amount shall also be allowed as a deduction, provided under section 80C, subsection 17 of the Income Tax Act. Under section 80C, subsection 17. The amount must be paid for pursuing the education, and it should not be a capitation fees or donation to any institution. So, what you call it, children education, up to 2 children, the deduction shall be allowed. But mind it well, the most important point, that the deduction under section 80C, again I will tell you, cannot exceed 1 lakh of rupees from the total income. So suppose your total taxable salary is 15 lakhs. if you invest in any of these schemes, or all of these schemes proportionate, maximum up to 1 lakh of rupees, then entire 1 lakh rupees shall be allowed to you as a deduction. And dear students, the best part of ATC, the best part of Public Provident Fund is that the interest which gets accumulated is compounded, and not only that, the amount on the maturity of the PPF, that amount shall be fully exempt from tax. So, what you have saved? You have saved your money, you got the interest over and above the saving, and on the maturity after 15 years plus 5 years plus 5 years, etc., the amount gets you get the substantial amount to do a business, to do a trade, to do to make an industry. But from where money would come? The money would come from savings, not from spending. The money must come from savings used prudently, wisely, under good investments. That is the message I want to give you. And not only that, out of the total income, you get the deduction of rupees 1 lakh. That is the message under section 80C of the Income Tax Act. Now, having understood 80C, let us move to a wonderful deduction called as 80CCC. 80CCC is nothing but investment in pension plans. If you take out a pension plan of Life Insurance Corporation of India or any other, approved agency which is approved by IRDA, then that pension plan, suppose you invest 10,000 today, in today, one financial year, then entire 10,000 rupees shall be deducted from your total income under section 80CCC. Even under section 80CCC, the under pension plan, the maximum investment can be of 1 lakh of rupees. So again, these are all investment driven schemes. The message is loud and clear that you save and invest in these schemes. First advantage, your income will be deducted up to that level. Is that clear? So, this is under section 80CCC. You must save, and that saving must be retained by you, or must be invested under the schemes. You will not believe, students, because of the inflation. If 1 lakh rupees, today you are having a lakh of rupees with you, and the country is facing 12% inflation, then that 1 lakh rupees value will inflate up to 1,76,000, meaning thereby, today if you could purchase a thing in 1 lakh of rupees, the same thing you would require 1,76,000 to purchase. The value of the money gets down, eroded because of the inflation. So you must be very careful that this is how we have to understand our concepts. So these things are very, very important so that you can fight with the inflation, and you can have substantial money at the end of the year. However, when this amount is withdrawn on the maturity, when this amount is withdrawn or the amount is received on maturity, either by the investor or by his nominees. What is the meaning of nominees? A person is appointed that this person would be entitled for my amount in case of my death. So if the amount after the maturity is there, if the amount is received after maturity, or if the amount is withdrawn before the maturity, the entire amount invested along with the bonus, along with the interest, shall become taxable in the hands of the person under section 80CCC, subsection 2. So, but right now, are we not postponing our tax to some extent by investing under this section 80CCC? Later on, if the amount is taxed, we will see later on. But right now, you can postpone your tax and you can also invest that amount. Is that clear? Now the next scheme is 80CCD. What is 80CCD? 80CCD is also a scheme where the government or any other employer invests or contributes on behalf of employee. Under section 80CCD, it's also a type of pension plan. The government, who is the employer, that is the government employer, whether the state government or central government or any other employer, if the government or any other employer invests on behalf of the employee, then the employee will get deduction of 10% of the salary from such contribution made by the employee, made by the employer. So if the government or any other employer pays on behalf of the employee on his own, he does not deduct it from employee's salary. But on his own, he contributes for the benefit of the employee under a scheme under section 80CCD. The employee will get the deduction to the extent of 10% of the salary on such contributions made by the employer. However, the employee also may contribute out of his income in 80CCD scheme. Even if the employee contributes under 80CCD from his own funds, he can claim the deduction up to 10% of his income from the from his income. So, employee, if he contributes on his own, can get the deduction up to 10%. If the employer contributes on his behalf, then also the employer can get the deduction of 10%. This is scheme under section 80CCD. So, what we have seen, dear students, we have seen what you call it, three sections at present. One section is 80C, another section is 80CCC, third section is 80CCD. Now, please understand, there is another section called 80CCE. And under section 80CCE, the combined deduction Under all these sections, cannot exceed ₹1 lakh. That means, in all these things, the maximum deduction cannot be more than 1 lakh of rupees to the assessee. So, suppose I have invested in PPF 1 lakh of rupees, I invested under section 80CCC 1 lakh rupees, I am getting the deduction of 10,000 rupees, then the maximum deduction under section 80CCE cannot be more than 1 lakh rupees. There is a control, there is a, what you call it, restriction. So this is how we have to understand 80CCE, that is, the control is exercised that under section 80C, under section 80CCC, under section 80CCD, the total deduction, the combined deduction cannot be more than 1 lakh of rupees. Is that clear? Now, once we have understood 80CCD, etc., now I will come to a wonderful section. And the section is 80D of the Income Tax Act. Section 80D. What is Section 80D? Section 80D is also called as Medical Insurance Premium. Section 80D is also called as Medical Insurance Premium or Mediclaim. Now what is this? Now suppose I want to insure myself against the medical expenses. I want the insurance company to foot my bill in respect of my ailments. Then the insurance company would be willing and ready to do so if I make the premium of such mediclaim to the insurance company, if I give them. So suppose I have paid 20,000 rupees as the medical insurance premium. I have paid 20,000 rupees as a medical insurance premium for myself, for my spouse, and for my dependent children. Now, this amount of 20,000 is a premium. And income tax says, if the person is of less than 60 years of age, and he contributes for self, for spouse and his children, then the maximum amount of deduction would be allowable to him, not 20,000, but 15,000. Not only that, I can pay the medical insurance premium for my parents. Now, if I make the medical insurance premium for my parents, that is my father plus my mother, the maximum amount shall be allowed again 15,000 rupees. So what is the combined deduction to me? 15,000 for myself, 15,000 for my children, etc. Total 15,000 plus 15,000 for my parents who are not seniors. But if my parents are seniors, then the deduction in that case would be available at the rate of 20,000. For non-senior parents, it is 15,000. But for the senior parents, it is 20,000. Not only that, there is a concept of health checking scheme also. So if the health checkup is there, and a person spends up to 5,000 rupees, then that shall also be allowed within this parameter. That means it won't be extra 5,000 rupees. So can I say that under medical insurance premium, under section 80D, I can, for myself, my children, I can claim the deduction of 15,000. If I have parents who are not seniors, then 15,000. But if I have senior parents, then 20,000 rupees. Can I say, suppose my salary income is rupees 8 lakhs. Now, I have paid under section 80C, 80CCC plus 80CCD. Maximum amount how much? 1 lakh. Now 7 lakhs will be the deduction. But suppose I contribute only 50,000 rupees. Then I will get only 50,000 rupees. Not 1 lakh rupees. Whatever I have contributed. Amount contributed over 1 lakh of rupees under section 80C, 80CCC, 80CCD, whichever is lower. So this is 7 lakhs. Now suppose I have paid in Mediclaim insurance premium for myself, spouse, children. Then it is 15,000 rupees. But I have got senior parents. Then 20,000 rupees. So total again, my total income will come down from what I call 6 lakh and 65,000 rupees. Now what is my advantage? In 80D, I have reduced my tax liability because less the income, less the tax. Not only that, if I fall sick, my Mediclaim expenses to the extent which is specified in the chart would be met by the third party insurer. So I don't have to ooze out a substantial amount. I may get 1 lakh rupees, 2 lakhs rupees, 3 lakhs rupees, whatever is my plan. As per the plan, my insurance premium would be decided. Have I not saved the cost of the medicines? My dear students, times are very difficult. Apart from studies, you have to see many other angles of life. And you have to be wise enough. Now you can't stay only with the academics. You have to see the overall picture of your family. You have to advise your parents that please take the Mediclaim policy so that we are protected. And if, what do you call it, if it is not taken, suppose a person, what do you call it, gets, unfortunately he gets a heart attack. 5 lakhs, 3 lakhs, 4 lakhs rupees are immediately, what do you call it, they have to be spent. From where you will get the money? But the person has covered himself by small amount yearly. Then the amount can be reimbursed to him. The amount of expenses can be reimbursed to him, provided it is bona fide by the insurance companies. And not only that, the person will get the deduction of 35,000 rupees by virtue of the premium. So, dear students, this is how I wanted to tell you the brief about medical 80D of the Income Tax Act.